Lemonade is coming up. Lemonade Day is coming up next month. But coming up this weekend is a sign-up event for kids, also orientation and information. Here to tell us more about Lemonade Day and this sign-up party, I guess I'll call it, is Bill Swift from the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning, Maria. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good.
So a little bit first of what is Lemonade Day? So people understand what they're getting involved with.
Right. A lot of folks in town have participated and know about Lemonade Day, but many do not know about Lemonade Day. Since 2007, it's a national event, and it's coordinated here in Alaska and supported by Wells Fargo. But it's a designated day to help kids, really of all ages, to understand the whole idea of business. And Lemonade Day is then designated. It happens to be June 10th this year, the sort of Alaska picks a day. That's the official Lemonade Day. And then, kids and families can participate doing a little bit of planning. And that's what event at the library Saturday, the 27th, will be focused on, is sort of doing some planning and preparation, so when you start your lemonade stand in the morning on Lemonade Day, that you are prepared and you learn a lot of things. But the whole idea is that have kids understand what entrepreneurship means. And you'll see in the kits, and I've got my kits here, all bright yellow with, smiley lemon head things going on. But, there's an entrepreneur workbook and a mentor guide, so that if you're a teacher, if you're a parent, if you're actually have had grandparents come by the office and talk about setting these things up for kids so that they can learn. Depending on the sophistication and the maturity, the age of your child, they can dig in. And these are these are multi-page books that really help for planning. And, kids can really kind of think through all the steps of, running any kind of business. But in this case, it's a lemonade stand. But the outcome is what we want is that this is a guy who started in 2007, a guy named Michael Holthouse. He had a 10-year-old daughter who wanted a turtle. So he talked to her about how she was going to earn the money, for a turtle. So why don't we start a lemonade stand? But it's not as simple as I've been thinking about this too. It's like as a kid, we always did, Kool-Aid stands and lemonade stands, but it's sort of, your plan, having to, how you're going to do it. And the theme behind it is always have fun. But it's also designed to be a learning experience. So if you ever think about sending your kids off to business school, this is a mini business school. And again, you can adjust it to the sophistication and maturity of your kids.
And it's, if you think about it, because as you mentioned, when we were kids, we all had our little lemonade stand. Well, what did you do? You went into the freezer and got lemonade or whatever, or sat there squeezing lemons, however you wanted to do it.
Right.
But you as a kid didn't buy it, like your parents. Here, have the Kool-Aid or whatever it may be. And so in this, you're learning that you have to purchase, I'm gathering,
yes,
purchase your supplies,
right,
come up with a strategy, set prices, things like that. Are those the kinds of things the kids are doing?
Right. And then you back up from the, sort of the lemonade sale itself, and you were asking kids to think about what are their goals? Do they have spending goals? Are they wanting to, I don't know. I want a bike, I want a new fishing pole or that kind of thing. So I'm going to buy, earn enough to be able to do that. Saving schools, it suggests that, some kids may want to, put some dollars away for, a college fund is one of the obvious examples, but also just something, going ahead or their Christmas fund or, something like that. So savings and is the other learning lesson, and a sharing goal, because there are opportunities. I want to give 10% of my earnings to the church, or I want to give a percentage to disabled folks in town, or some other charity, that kind of thing. And so it's an opportunity to sort of think about not just like you say, we're bringing out the lemonade, we're putting it on a stand, but what's behind it. And then there's a whole section in here on borrowing, and this is sponsored by Wells Fargo, but the whole idea idea of, you know, businesses, you know, entrepreneurs, and it kind of starts with that, you know, the fun idea of what an entrepreneur is. You know, it's just somebody who's, you know, sets out, you know, to do something new and different in a business capacity. But often it means that I'm going to borrow some money. So if I'm borrowing from grandpa, you know, I don't know, $20 for, you know, for the lemonade mix, or for, like you say, you know, some fresh lemons and sure, or maybe I'm going to do enhance mine with chocolate chip cookies too, or you know, mine's going to be a unique stand. I'm going to need some seed money. But the tough lesson becomes, and I've talked to some parents about this. Okay, now we've done this June 10th thing, and we're you know, it's June 11th, and we're now counting the dollars. Now you need to pay back your money, and they actually introduce the whole idea of interest. So wait a minute, how does this work? But you know, there's some really valuable lessons, and we all learn them, you know, one way or another. If we, you know, whether it's on a lemonade stand level, or if we really start a business. But there's great stories of kids who have started, you know. One kid's selling socks now. You can see, you know, you see it on the internet. You know, he's come up with these, you know, amazing, you know, and he's making more money than you and me, doing his own business as a young entrepreneur. So it goes beyond just a lemonade stand. That's the idea of, once I learn these business lessons, perhaps I can go on and do some things that, make a new idea. And, what I've been told is that, you know, many in the years past would take advantage of, I forgot to look at the cruise ship calendar for June 10th. If you're going to do your lemonade stand on June 10th, guess what? If you can get in front of tourists, they might be able to. She's checking. You know,
well, I don't have the June calendar with me, but
but you can check your calendar and see where are they birth for, or you know what do we have going on.
Well, I was just noticing the June 10th is a Saturday, and actually that's one of our lighter
days.
Cruise ship days. Usually there's like one large ship and a small ship in port, or possibly two large ships.
But awesome. Thanks.
We'll find out as we get there.
And even though the designated day is June 10th, I do know that there are some families and classrooms who choose to pick another day. And that's the nice thing about, you know, Lemonade Day. And you can get these kits at Wells Fargo locations or at the Chamber of Commerce office. Or please come, you know, to the library on Saturday morning between 10 and noon. And we're going to be going over this in a little more detail. But you get the kits. They're nice little backpacks, you know, the yellow backpacks that have all the outlines in them, but you know, you can choose your own day. If June 10th doesn't work for you, or you wanted to do it during the school year before school gets out as a classroom project or something like that, you just, you know, designate a day. And I do know that some in the past have gone to I don't know, Walmart or Safeway or Tatsuta's, and obviously you need permission. You know, so you need to go to the managers and talk about, you know, if you want to be out front of, you know, some other retail establishment. But you can do it, you know. So there's no magic to June 10th. It just happens to be the day. And there'll be a lot of folks, a Wells Fargo team is going to be out taking pictures and sending them. And you can send them to lemonadeday.org because there's a little sort of contests about, you know, most creative and, you know, best location and all those kind of things. So you can have some fun, promoting beyond Ketchikan, you know, what we've done with Lemonade Day.
So on Saturday, you mentioned that will be 10 to noon, is that correct?
That's correct.
And that's at the Ketchikan Public Library. So do kids need to be right there at 10? Is it more of a little short presentations, or how is that working?
That's a great question. I was talking to the library about how to do this best. Ideally folks are showing up at 10, but what we're going to do is we've got a short, you know, sort of PowerPoint, you know, which just kind of outlines, you know, the three keys, you know, have fun, make money, and learn the steps. And then we go through the steps. If you show up at 11, we'll be fine. You know, we can give you a kit and we can walk you through it. And, this, what's beautiful about Lemonade Day, the kits and the approach, is it adjusts to, you know, your, your situation and, you know, what the kids want to do. So we're not going to spend a full 2 hours going through all the details of it. We're going to have some fun. And, you know, I'm not sure what we're going to serve. You know, what kind of.
Gosh, maybe lemonade.
So what do you thank you? the library's been really great about, you know, partnering with us on this and setting up. So anytime between 10 and noon, we'd love to see you there at 10 o'clock so we can walk through it and, you know, give you all the details and answer questions. You know, sometimes, you know, kids have questions and then they can get excited about doing their prep. So then now they, you know, as of Saturday, they'd have 2 weeks to sort of put things together, you know, where they want to do it, how they want to do it, what their, you know, what their plan looks like in terms of what's the recipe, are they going to advertise their hours of operation, what supplies do they need, what's their budget? I mean, that's one of the, the workbook has a nice little page and you just sort of, what's my budget going to be? You know, do I need $50 to, you know, get all the supplies? And then, you know, am I hiring help or, you know, what's my approach? So, when we see you on Saturday, we'll be very flexible and, just, you know, wanting it to, if nothing else, you can, you know, we'll walk away, with the kits and get your questions answered. And then in the days to come, we'll be available at the Chamber of Commerce office, you know, if there are other questions that you have about this. And folks, you know, I just got an online request yesterday about registration. You know, there's no forms that you have to fill out here. You can go and register at alaskalemonadeday.org. Let me do that again, alaska.lemonadeday.org. And it's just a real quick registration. Then you're in. You don't have to do that. You can just take it and, you know, set up your stand. But it's kind of fun because if you go online and look, you know, they are, some of this is also through University of Alaska, that they do a great job of again, setting up the fun part of it and the follow-up part of it. And it's just really user-friendly. So your kids, many of the kids I come in contact with these days are really, you know, great internet, sort of browsers. And so they can look at, you know, Lemonade Day. This kit, by the way, is downloadable, you know, so you wouldn't even have to get the three-dimensional kit from us. You could just go there to alaska.lemonadeday.org and you can get all this information. You can look at it. You can see pictures of kids and stories of what kids have done in the past. And there's a great, you know, there's really a lot of heartwarming stories of, where children have gotten involved with this and have done, you know, they've improved self-esteem and they've gotten, you know, really great business ideas and, you know, they've done some things for their community. And it's not just that one event like a June 10th, you know, whatever number of hours you spend on June 10th, but it goes beyond that where you sort of get the idea of you can make money, you can help yourself, you can help your family, you can help your community.
How many kids usually, I don't know if you know really, how many kids usually register for booths, I guess?
I wish I had that, they send us 200 kits, which they sent last year, and we did not use all the kits here this year or last year. I'm trying to get a count. I haven't talked to Wells Fargo this week about how many kits are walking out the door, so I really don't have stats on that. What I've been promised from the Alaska Lemonade Day folks is that they'll be able to give us, you know, the answers to that question. And maybe we can talk in the months to come about, you know, what kind of impact we had. So I'd love to see 100 kids or 200, you know, get out there and do this. And I guess, you know, kids of all ages, because I know there's teenagers who have done this too, and maybe they're more sophisticated. That's great. But it's like, you know, how to run a business. Yeah. I had a call at the chamber, some months ago about, you know, someone trying to get a business license because they were going to sell popsicles down here on the waterfront. And it's the same model. You know, it's just, you know, if there's a way to do it, I can invest and I can make my plan and I can move it through.
Okay. And we will check in with you as we get closer to the actual Lemonade Day to find out kind of how the registration has gone and maybe some of the locations where things will be happening and such.
That's great. Yeah, we'll have another a little piece coming up before June 10th, and so we can give you an update on, you know, what the registrations look like. Like you say, where you may want to pay attention to specific stands, and if there's some that have designated themselves as being, you know, we're the big lemonade sellers of the year. So looking forward to those details, and then we'll get, you know, we'll see what kind of results we get. But these are the kind of things where, like, in 10 years, we'd like to, you know, also hear that, you know, some young person that, you know, got the idea of, you know, just how to run a business. And it's all here. I mean, it's all the same thing, you know, that the big businesses have to do exactly what a lemonade stand has to do.
It's just on a little smaller scale.
It's a little bit smaller scale.
Okay, great. Thanks much. And again, we'll check in. Bill Swift from the Greater Ketchikan Chamber of Commerce. Again, that Lemonade Day orientation and registration event happening this Saturday, beginning at 10 a.m., open there 10 to noon at the Ketchikan Public Library.